Getting ready for grade 5. Nature in summer, extreme trees. Circus trees. One day on his farm, Axel Erlandsson noticed two trees that had grown together into a strange shape. Erlandsson wondered if he could get trees to grow into interesting shapes. For his first try, he planted 4 trees in a square. As the trees grew, he trained their tops together. He called it the four-legged giant. The four-legged giant was the first of 74 trees that Erlandsson shaped. No two trees were the same. He gave them names that described their shapes, such as heart, zigzag, and birdcage. People began to call them circus trees. Exactly how did Axel Erlandsson get trees to grow into these strange shapes? He began with a design on paper. Next, he planted trees in certain places. Then he tended the trees in 3 ways. First, he cut or pruned the trees in exactly the right places. Second, he bent branches to grow in certain directions. Finally, he grafted parts of trees together. Grafting is a way of taking one tree and making it grow on another. Over 80 years later, the four-legged giant and 23 other circus trees are still living in a park in California. The basket tree in the picture is one of these. It began as 6 trees that Erlandsson pruned, bent, and grafted together. You probably won't see trees as strange as these this summer, but look carefully at the trees in your neighborhood. They may not be as extreme as Erlandsson's circus trees, but branches and trunks of trees can make interesting shapes as they grow.